Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi there, and welcome to Joy of Business Radio on Om Times. This is Maggie Emerson, your host for the next hour. And today, we're talking about planting the seeds of wealth and prosperity. And this is a really fun topic for me that I've been exploring for a long time now. As you know, those of us who really desire to create a different sense of wealth and prosperity know that it's an ongoing thing. We don't ever really get there. We can get to our next target, the next shift, the next space of receiving more wealth and being the prosperity that we truly be. And it's ongoing. It's a continual choice. So as we begin this show, I invite you to look at, do you have a sense of what wealth and prosperity is for you in your world? And what does wealth mean to you? And for me, the way I would describe wealth is actually all the things, the people, and the experiences I get to have in the world and what that brings. Because if we look at, you know, business and the joy of business and all that we have been listening to shows in the past, it's like there's a sense of possibility and an always asking what else is possible amongst all of the thread of our conversations with all the JCFs have over here, including Simone Milicis. And I'm looking here on Webster's Dictionary, an 1828 online edition, because at some point, some of the definitions of some words were actually changed. But if we go back to the pre-change, we actually get the energy of the words pre there, that of what it really was. For example, want, if you look at the dictionary pre-1928, is to lack. So when we say we want wealth and we want prosperity and we want money, it actually is telling the universe that we lack it. And so there are plenty of other words you can use and look up, but just as an example. And so as we look at the word wealth, or I look at the word wealth here on the Webster's 1828 online edition, wealth actually means prosperity, external happiness. Huh. And then the second one is riches, large possessions of money, goods or land, that abundance of worldly state which exceeds the state of greater part of the community, affluence and opulence. And giving you that and then playing with it is like wealth actually includes the whole world and reality. There are people in the world who have plenty of money but are unhappy. And there are people in the world who have not very much money and are happy. And there are people in the world who have not very much money and are very unhappy. So the way I'm speaking about wealth here is really, how do you show up in your life? Are you enjoying it? And are you choosing to create your life in a way that brings you joy and happiness? And so everything that brings up, times of God's blame, where you destroy an uncreated place, right, wrong, good, bad, plod, block, all nine shorts, ways and beyonds, and that there, what I just said, if you've never heard it before, is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. And particularly when we talk about topics such as money and wealth and things that can get edgy and heavy and crazy, it brings up energies and different energies that sometimes are not a contribution to creating more money, wealth, prosperity, or just even in general, creating more in our lives. And so the clearing statement actually goes to the energetic root of all of that stuff and begins to sweep away all those energies that get in the way of actually enjoying looking at all of this. So I will be using that throughout this conversation. And if you want to know more about that the clearing statement, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. And actually, Dr. Dane here of Access Consciousness has a beautiful 11-minute video that explains all of it, if your brain needs to know that. And that's all you need to know at this point. And so I'm going to pull up the word prosperity so we can have something to play off of. So the Webster's Dictionary, 1828, prosperity is an advance or gain in anything good or desirable. Successful progress in any business or enterprise, success, attainment of the object desired, as the prosperity of art, agriculture, and or commercial prosperity. And what if prosperity actually was something that we couldn't even have a totally tangible words to describe it, and it was our outlook on life, right? It's that it didn't really matter what was in our bank account in this moment, but the prosperity of our outlook on life of like, okay, so what if we look at our bank account, no matter whether you were in the red or you were in the millions, like what else is possible here that I haven't considered? And knowing that anything is truly possible, that you could create it if you allowed yourself to. Okay, so everything that brings up times a godzillion, we destroy it and create it, please. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And there's that like tingly little nudge I put in there. If you caught it or not, it's like if you allow yourself to. So our greatest thing that can stop us, what is it? And my guess is you probably know that it's you. Right? It's the stories we tell ourselves. It's the stories we buy into. It's the fear that we buy into. It's the doubt we buy into. It's the limitation. It's the all the different things that we put in place, the excuses, the judgments, keep us from having the wealth and prosperity or anything that we truly desire. And planting the seeds, you know, if we're looking at, you know, planting the seeds of wealth and prosperity, it means that those, like if you look at it as a garden, and this garden has the possibility of bringing you everything you desire. And this garden just so happens to be you, right? And so what seeds are you going to plant in there? Are you going to plant the seeds of curiosity? Are you going to plant the seeds of even question? Are you going to plant the seeds of possibility? Are you going to plant the seeds of doubt? What kind of seeds are you planting in your wealth and prosperity garden? Right? And then what happens, as you know, if you've been around a garden, which I'm sure you all have, is that these weeds come up, right? We plant this beautiful garden, right? So let's say we've planted the possibilities of raises and clients and creations and just even the seeds of possibility in itself in our garden. And then the niggly old doubt comes along, right? And it's a weed. How quickly are you willing to pull that weed and get it out of your own way? Or do you neglect the weed and let that weed invite other weeds to come and play that create a web that don't allow you to have you and your wealth and your prosperity in a way that you'd really like to, right? That you know is possible. So would you be willing right now to just yank those weeds of doubt out of the way? And one of the ways we do that in the joy of business is to just destroy and uncreate it. And then we say the clearing statement, right and wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And a tool that I invite you to use in all aspects of your life, but particularly as we talk about wealth, prosperity, and throwing money in there, maybe we'll even talk about cash later in the show, is that this tool called Interesting Point of View. I have this point of view. So your point of view creates your reality. Whether you've acknowledged that or not, your point of view creates your reality. Reality does not create your point of view. Oftentimes, some of the excuses or the conversations that I get to have with clients or potential clients around money is those at which, well, I grew up this way, or I'm not allowed to have money, or I'm this, therefore I can only have this much money. And as those things come up, right, when we begin to recognize them as a story, we can begin to shift that and let it go and allow the prosperity, the wealth, the cash flows in. When we're really fixed in our point of view, as a beautiful and like amazing creators that we are, we will keep those stories in place until they become an interesting point of view. So how this works, so just say, pull up something, a point of view you have about money. Good or bad, right? You have the point of view that money, you know, money's evil, or money, I can't make money alone, or whatever point of view you have about money. Now think of that point of view and use the tool, Interesting Point of View, I have this point of view. So, you know, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. And notice, has your point of view around what you are looking at changed? If not, keep saying out loud or in your head, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, until it shifts. And then see what you can create from there. Because when you, as the amazing Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, says, is if you have no point of view, you can have all points of view. What does that mean? It means you have the space and the place to choose anything that you want. So there's nothing, there's no story, there's no objection, there's no refusal that can hold you back. You simply have this playground of choice. And so everything that brings up, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. So if you were to look at another aspect of your money, so think of go to how much money you currently have in your bank account, and let all this stuff come up with it, right? And let you sit with that while we head into our next break. But let all of those stories, those everything, come up as we listen to the break. And let's move some of that stuff when we come back.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi there, and welcome back to Joy Business Radio on Om Times Radio. Maggie Emerson here, your host for this adventure. And before the break, if you're still here, I'm impressed because I left you with a doozy. And that doozy was, if you're picking up later on and this, like, you're catching it while it's going on, you can either rewind and do that, and if it's not live, or go back after the show is done. But what I asked the listeners to do, and I invite you to do too, is bring up, like, look at the amount of money you have in your bank account and see what shows up. And then use the tool, interesting point of view. I have this point of view. So I'd be curious what came up for you. And please, if anything shifts or changes, or if you have questions more about this, please do not hesitate to find me or to connect with me at hello@maggie-emerson.com and let me know what shows up for you with all of this, because I just love to know. That's one of my most favorite things of being a Joy Business facilitator, is to watch others flourish and grow and shift the stuff that they've been wanting to shift. So please do drop me a line and let me know. My email is also in, I think, my website, maggie-emerson.com, is also a place where you can connect and find out what's on the schedule. And actually, while I'm talking about the schedule, I have, if you're looking for a Joy Business 101 class, I have one coming up, a three-part one. I just finished a three-part one today. There was a three-part Zoom that was just off the charts amazing and really fun to create differently and facilitate via the Zoom platform and watch everybody change. So if you're looking for a Joy Business 101 and you'd love to do it long distance with me, you can check out maggie-emerson.com/schedule. That will be at the end of February, and it'll be in three parts, so you can put it into action between our time together. Anyways, headed back to the amount of money in your bank account and what that all brought up. And so everything that brought up and everything you've been sitting with, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, online shorts, boys and beyonds. And now, so if you look at, no matter what it is, did you put the tool to use? Because your number one way you're going to change whatever your current financial reality is, if you'd like it to change, and my guess is if you're listening to this, you do, is to get out of any point of view you have about money and allow yourself the space to look at what is, and then begin to ask questions of, okay, well, what is possible here? What is possible with my money flows that I've never considered? And where can I go to get more information as to how to create more with my money, how to create my business differently, and to allow you to step into more and more of the wealth, the money, the cash flows that you are asking for. So I'm going to take a little bit of a different turn right now with wealth and prosperity. And so the next thing I want you to do is think of, get the energy of what you'd like your life and living to be. And really allow yourself to indulge in that energy. And maybe, you know, have a kind of idea of maybe you want a luxury car or that, or maybe it's just an energy. Right? Maybe it's creating change on the planet. Maybe it's being a leader. Get the energy. Because here's the trick with money, wealth, and prosperity. And I have been, I've put myself through some doozies of times where I have really devalued myself based on the numbers in my bank account. And I'll tell you what that, do you know what that does? When you value yourself off of the numbers in your bank account, can any area of your life have any value? Can you actually have value for you? No. So what if this whole prosperity wealth thing was about you valuing you and you choosing for you and you being willing to be the outlandish, never fit in, maybe even awkward, crazy, fun, amazing creator that you are, instead of trying to fit yourself in the box or match yourself up with whatever other people are creating, thinking that you have to create the exact same. So everything that brings up times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Yeah. And this has been one of the greatest gifts of playing with Simone Millicis, who is the creator of the Joy of Business, she really has assisted me in seeing and being that which is the value, the gift in the world versus allowing anything monetarily to show up. Sure, money creates more choice. Money creates travel. Like, I can travel more with money and I can do all of that, and money is the joy. And what else is possible, and what energies can you feed, nurture, water, that will allow you to have the wealth and prosperity that, you know, we say this, you know, is possible, but that you're seeking. And if you're seeking it, it is available to you. And so, but if you're seeking it and you've been trying to figure out what's wrong with you, I invite you to ask instead, what's right about me I'm not getting? What do I know about wealth, prosperity, cash, and money that I've never acknowledged? And go from there. And have fun with it. Like, it's like, what do you know about this whole piece of wealth and prosperity that maybe when you were younger, you created money and you spent it really quickly, or you created money and you thought you should save it, and maybe one of your parents told you otherwise and you knew it needed to go a different way and you negated what you know. Will you now recall all the stuff you know about money right now and allow your financial reality to come to fruition? And so let's actually talk about that right now. So the financial reality piece, we all have our own financial reality. Now, we actually get to create our own financial reality. And in that is choice. So would you allow yourself to choose to create a financial reality that delights you, excites you, and has the utmost joy in your world, even if that seems so outlandish right now? And so everything that brings up, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate all of that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And this choice piece, as we come up with choice, and so how much choice are you allowing yourself to have? One of my most frustrating things that I've come up with money and come up against with, you know, my points of view around money, and so, is that it's actually a choice. Money is a choice. It's a choice to have it. Now, many of us grow up, all of us grow up with different influencers on how we see money. And the
that one of the greatest choices we can make is the choice to actually look at the inner world, the inner workings, the energetics, and the thoughts that we have around money to create something different. And one of the things that I grew up with, which is really interesting, is that I was always, not always, but what I recall is that, pardon me, I would often hear, we can't afford that. No, we can't get that. We can't afford that. No, we can't get that. We can't afford that. And I grew up, and my parents are lovely, and they do very well for themselves. And yet I grew up with this sense of, oh, I can't afford that. And the words, I can't afford that, are actually an uninvitation to money. And when we're continually uninviting money into, like, out of our, well, I guess we can put it this way. We're inviting money to not be in our world. We're saying, money, no, we don't have you. We don't want you. That's what you get. When you say you can't afford it, what else are you saying? And what can you now choose instead? Like, would you be willing to put yourself on high alert? Put yourself on high alert for whenever the thought or the words come through you of, I can't afford that. I don't have the money. I'm not, like, I'm too poor. I'm broke. All of those are an invitation for money to not be in your life. So everything that brings up, and everywhere you've been there, done that, will you now destroy and uncreate all that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, ways and beyonds. And this just brings, I'm giggling for many reasons, and I just giggle as we do this because it's so true of how often do we, like, uninvite money into our life. Another way you can uninvite the wealth and the money and the prosperity into your life is by saying no to things. A friend buying you a cup of coffee, right? Do you allow yourself to receive the gift of that? When you say no to that, or you don't allow yourself to receive, that's a way you're inviting money to be out of your life. And so all the places and spaces that you have uninvited money, would you now be willing to destroy and uncreate that and open the doors to really, truly, and delightfully invite money into your world now? Everything that is time for Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And after the break, as it's coming in here, I have an adventure, a challenge that you can do, I invite you to do for the next 30 days, and I'll tell you more about that when we get back.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it, or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi there, and welcome back to Joy of Business on Om Times Radio. I'm Maggie Emerson, your host for this show. And right now, for this little segment of this show, talking about planting the seeds of wealth and prosperity, I just want to give you as many tools as I possibly can, and the tools that have really shifted my world and my reality with money and continue to do so. And one of the first things that I'd like to share with you that I've really picked up right now, because I started to recently in the past few months, I actually started to function like I started to retreat to some older ways I used to function with money before I found the tools of the Joy Business and Access Consciousness. And I kept on asking questions, as I do, get curious and in some ways get to the bottom of where I was functioning from and what points of view I had and all of this. And, what I realized was I had a lot of story around myself, and I got to look at all of that and all the stuff that I had chosen to take on. And for some rhyme or reason, because this year, which is fun and exciting, and I still have to acknowledge it even more, is I've created the most I've created so far in my business. And that's really actually, as I sit here and grin and smile, it's like, oh, I've had the best year financially in my business. And and at the same time, what I was also gone in is that there's been more expenses in my life and more expenses in my business. And I, for a while there, I really allowed myself to focus on the expenses and some not so awesome choices that I made and some investments that didn't turn out so awesome and on and on and on. And when I focused on that, well, you can guess what occurred. It just kind of was shitty and not so fun. And then I flipped it around. And one of the first things that really started to flip it around was for me to start acknowledging the wealth around me and the wealth that I created in my life. And so in the year, and actually part of this was in my choice to be a part of Simone Melissus's Getting Out of Debt Joyfully year-long program. And I will tell you while I'm on this topic right now, is she actually has one starting very soon. If you go to Getting Out of Debt Joyfully, I believe it is. GettingOutOfDebtJoyfully.com. Miss Simone Melissus, creator of this, and she also has a book, Getting Out of Joyfully, has the program that she ran last year, and it starts actually on the 27th of January this year, which has actually been upgraded and more has been added. You get telecalls with her every month, but she being a part of that really helped me see that money is far more than money, right? It actually is looking at the wealth and prosperity and how you look at life. And so one of the things that changed things for me was to look around my house, right, and actually acknowledge, hey, I'm a single mama. I live on my own with my kid. Hey, that's pretty damn cool. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can choose that. So how does it get better than that? And I started to celebrate that. And so then I made the demand of myself that every time I walked in the house, every time I got to the door and I unlocked the door, I was like, oh, thank you. So I added a bunch of gratitude and invited myself to be gratitude. One of the ways you can dynamically increase your receiving is to choose gratitude. And you can start with, there is the way of, writing down what you're grateful for, but asking and inviting yourself to be gratitude,
that in any moment, it's like, what can I be grateful for here? And choose to be thankful for everything and anything that's showing up. Because even in that financial bit of, you know, going into the, oh, I am so cute sometimes, going into the worry and the fear and the gut-wrenching wrongness of me and blah, 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 blah. Looking back now, I've got a grin on my face and I'm just really grateful. I'm really grateful that, you know, I got to go there. You know, if I didn't get to go there, that would have been great too. But I got to see in this how I tend to focus on, personally, what I haven't created. And when I facilitate others, I tell them, like, acknowledgement is the gas pedal for change. And in focusing on, you know, what I hadn't created and what, like, wasn't there yet and blah, 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 and you get the energy of that, man, I was acknowledging all the not so awesome things. And you know what that created? More of that. And so then, you know, I started to write down, and I actually have an ongoing list now on my phone in the notes section. And I invite you to do this too. If anything monetarily that has come into my world, actually, when I started this January 1 this year, just so happened that I started it on my phone at that point. But, you know, gifts of being part of other creations and, you know, being receiving different classes and being taken out for dinner, being bought a glass of wine, you know, being gifted clothing that is beautiful. I've been taking note of that. And what's happening there is that as I'm willing to acknowledge that and receive that, more and more and more and more is showing up in my life. And that's the wealth. And then there's, as I've been doing that, even in the past few days, I've been noticing that there's a level of joy in my world that that is actually newer and bigger. It's always been there, and there's more to it. So that even when, like, the things aren't going exactly the way I want them to, or where I thought that this control freak that I be wants them to go, there's a joy and there's a gratitude and there's a curiosity of, okay, well, what's right about this I'm not getting? And it's like, what am I choosing here that's creating this? I mentioned this in the beginning of the show, but we actually get to choose and create our own reality. And if things aren't showing up the way you want, if the money's not coming in, if the you know, if you're focusing on, if you've got more of a focus on lack versus prosperity, it's like, what am I choosing that's creating this? And you've got to get super vulnerable with yourself. You've got to lower your barriers, your walls, your everything that you put in place not to be able to see it. And allow yourself to have the awareness of, huh, what am I choosing that's creating this? And everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And it's in those moments, like, and it's not about actually those moments of being willing to just drop the barriers and be with what is and not have a point of view and not have the force of, I've got to figure this out now. That's my MO. I know this about me. If it is about you, enjoy it, and then drop it. Let it go. And if you're really asking for that information and you want to know and you're willing to go there, you will get it. So have fun with it, no matter how you do it, no matter how much resistance you've got up in your world or how much ease, like, have fun having a discovery of, okay, what is possible for me with wealth and prosperity, and what seeds am I planting, and how am I watering it? Am I watering it with Kool-Aid? Am I watering it with, like, Arsenal? Am I watering it with what? And then what would you like to water these seeds of wealth and prosperity with going forward? And so a couple other tools before we head out to break is one of the things, the tools that to create more wealth is the 10% account. And the 10% account is where you take 10% of everything you receive monetarily,
and you put it into an account, a having account. And this is to say that, you know, you grow it and you choose to have money. And I will tell you, I have resisted it. I have created, you know, a 10% account and spent it, created it and spent it, and created it and spent it, until as of recently, I was like, okay, how can I create the 10% account? Because everybody that I know who has utilized the 10% account, it has created a ton in their world, and it's created more money for them, and it's given them a level of ease and peace that I am seeking with money, right? And so I asked a couple questions, and so I started to take the cash as my 10% account, and I now have multiple jars, bottles of wine. So I can, once I stuff the cash in, I actually can't get it out. This is my way of, you know, saving for myself and creating for my future, as I put the money in the wine bottle. So I would have to smash a wine bottle to get all of my 10% out. And that seems to be working right now. And that's actually seems to be allowing me to have a level of honoring of cash for myself and having money that I haven't been willing to have before. So how does it get any better than that? And so I invite you to try that in whatever way. If you're really awesome at saving money, you know, awesome, keep doing it. And what would it create if you don't have a 10% account yet? What could you, would you like to now? The other thing is to carry around the amount of money you think a wealthy person in your wallet. And so I do that as well. And so this whole thing of me putting cash into the wine bottles has actually allowed me to enjoy having cash around without spending it. Actually, in my Joy Business class today, someone, we were talking about cash, and this wonderful person has an amazing ability of creating money, and she has an even more amazing ability of spending money. And we came up with this, like, the awareness that, oh, if I have cash, I have to spend it. Like, cash is meant to be spent. You're not supposed to have cash around. And so it's like, okay, cool. And so then what happens when we have that point of view and we don't know it? So we have the point of view that cash is just for spending and I just spend cash, and we have that point of view about it. Sometimes we stop creating the cash because we're like, well, why bother? Why bother? If I'm just going to have the cash and spend it, why bother? So we cut that off. So if there's anywhere in your world you're doing the why bother, will you destroy and uncreate that, please? Everything matters. Time's a good billion, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And so in that moment, it was so cool. You can see in her entire world that, like, acknowledgement of, oh, cash is just to spend. And I asked her, can you now have cash? And the answer was yes. So I wonder what will show up in her world. I wonder what will show up in your world if you just ask to have the cash and you're willing to have it. And I'll be back in a few minutes for the rest of the mission.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi there, and welcome back to Joy of Business on OM Times Radio. This is Maggie Emerson, and I put myself in a fun little mellow mood sharing, talking about money and having gratitude and planting the seeds of wealth and prosperity. And how does it get better than that? That would you be willing to see the possibilities that are available to you that maybe no one's ever told you about? And one of the things that I continuously talk with people and share with them as like a facilitation is that we are the only people in our world, us ourselves, are the people that are going to be there for us all the time, right? That are always going to be there. And so what would you like to choose? And if you're waiting for your wealth and you're waiting to have prosperity and you're waiting for money, what else is truly possible for you today? And what can you choose that will allow you to have even more in your life? Whatever that more may be, whatever more brings you joy. What if the purpose of life is to be happy, right? And you gave yourself the freedom for that, because we oftentimes there can be a seeking of freedom, and it's actually freedom is just like breathing. It's there. You breathe it. And so how much fun can you have doing that? So before I finish up on this gorgeous, actually beautiful evening, I'm in Telluride, Colorado, and it's finally snowing. It's been a dry, non-snowy year so far. It's January 10th, and there hasn't been a lot of snow, but it's there's quite a blizzard going on outside, which I'm super grateful for. And you'll be listening on Monday. So by Monday, hopefully, I've had at least one day of skiing. And I wanted to let you all know, if you didn't know already, there is a Joy of Business book club happening right now, and you can get all the replays. It's free, and you get to meet and play with all of us Joy of Business facilitators on a weekly basis. So not all of us are there all the time, but there are the one to three facilitators or more on each of these Zooms where we go and we talk about the joy of business, each chapter. And so this week, or I'm not sure what next week is, so you'll have to check. But if you go to accessjoybusiness.com/book club, that's where you can sign up. And weekly, you can hop on and have conversations, ask questions about what's on the topic of the chapter that we're speaking of. And it really, even as a joy business facilitator, each of those conversations has really created more for me and my business. And so I can't recommend those enough. And then the other thing, other things you can invite you to is I do have a Joy Business 101 coming up. It'll be a three-part Zoom end of February. So come on and play in that. That's where the Joy Business 101 is really where you get out of judgment of your business and you start to look at, okay, where am I functioning with priorities? Where am I functioning with agendas? Do I have conclusions? Do I have separations? And all of these different things where, sneakily enough, that's where we can get in our own way, including getting in our own way with wealth and prosperity. And this Joy of Business 101 class that I just finished with amazing, gorgeous people, I cannot wait to see what gets created. I've already seen, heard a lot of shifts. Even someone in the group this time is having fun with her bookkeeping. And who's never had fun with their booking, kind of just let it slide and all that stuff, and now she's actually having fun with it. And how cool is that? And how does it get better than that? So you can find more about my upcoming class, accessjoybusiness.com/Maggie-Emerson and or Maggie-Emerson.com or -Emerson.com. All right, so let's tie
kinds of things up for planting the seeds of wealth and prosperity. And we'll do that by asking, I'll ask you a question and give you a little moment to ponder this, but what would you like to plant in your wealth and prosperity garden right now? And would you be so willing and daring to plant it right now? Pop it in there. Ask for it. And get the energy of actualizing those seeds and watching those seeds grow. And what choices can you make? What actions can you take? What can you be or do different to water those seeds of wealth and prosperity right now and into the future? And would you be willing to be the light that continuously shines on those asks just by your choosing it right now? And, you know, what would it be like? What would you be celebrating a year from now by planting those seeds? Right? And what, where can you go from here? And how much fun can you have with that? So everything that doesn't allow you to have that, choose that, be that which you be, will you destroy it and uncreate all of that, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, talk, online, short, boys, and beyond. And I'll leave you with a couple more things that you can start looking at. And I actually had something that I wanted to read to you from this book. So there's an Access Consciousness. If you're really wanting to look at money from a different perspective and allow yourself to be the energies of money and be the energies of wealth and prosperity, there's a book called The How to Become Money Workbook. And the question on here is, what if you were willing to receive unlimited amounts of money? And I also ask you the question of, what if you were willing to be the unlimited amounts of wealth and prosperity that you truly be? And really find the joy in that and allow it to be the continuous choice and creation of that for you and your world on your terms, right? And allow it to be an adventure. If you've ever heard me talk before, you've been with me on social media, you know I love an adventure, and anything can be an adventure. And so I was going to read this to you, and now maybe I'm not going to read it to you. Oh, here, and I'm going to invite you to go look at the book, The How to Become Money Workbook. It doesn't read to read it to you right now. So let's actually finish on a note of get the energy of what you'd like to have as your life and living, and include that includes wealth and prosperity. And let that infuse and dance with your cells and your molecules. You know the sensation where you get, like, your body kind of gets chilled because someone said something exciting, or you get super enthusiastic because you just are excited to see a bestie or something really awesome has occurred. Would you allow that energy to just infuse into your being and your body, and invite the energies of wealth and prosperity and money and cash and fun and play and all of that? Bring it all in. Right? What does your body know about money? What does your being know about money and wealth and prosperity? What does your body know about wealth? What does your body know about prosperity? Would you be willing to let go and let your mind and allow it to show you, and let your cells, the energy in your body, the blood in your body dance and fuel you? And then expand that out. Expand that out further and further and further, further. And let those energies really dance around you, dance in your body, dance around you. And if this energy bit is new for you, just let it try it on, right? Let it play with it for a bit, see how what it creates. And then we're going to pull energy. And pulling energy is just allowing all the energy from around you just kind of trickling like a wind would go through aspen trees. And let it kind of filtrate through you and to you with all that energy, like you're flooding yourself with all that energy of wealth and money. And imagine all of that
you being surrounded by wealth, everything that you desire, the prosperity, the knowing that you can create anything that you wish to create. And keep pulling it. And you know you're pulling when, you know, that some people get the sensation of a grin on their face, some people get the sense of the heart opening up, and just pull that. And invite that energy into your job, into your business, into everything that you do. Because one of the things that can happen is we separate. This is my money-making task. This is my wealth. This is my prosperity. What if it was all included and you let it dance? You let it swirl like almost like a sandstorm or a leaves that play. Let that be the dance, the energies that are around you, because when you do that, actually it is a magnetic pull to have all of those energies come into your world. So whatever you do, don't have any fun with that. Whatever you do, don't start planting the seeds of wealth and prosperity and watering them and nurturing them into your reality. Because that, then life would be way, way, way too easy for you. And everything that doesn't allow you to have your reality with wealth, prosperity, money, business, will you please now let that go and destroy and uncreate it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. If you're wanting more about money, please go find, two things. You can go find the Money Monday Facebook group, where all the Joy Business facilitators actually contribute to a video weekly on Money Monday. And invite that. You can choose to have that in your world. And I hope to hear from you soon. See you soon, maybe in a class or around the globe. Have a gorgeous day.